Hi, it's Dave. So there is a lot of stuff going on in the stock market today. We're going to see what we can learn here. So first, let's go to the NASDAQ. We're down 354 points at the time of this recording. This is midday on Thursday, so down about 2.5%. Amazon is down 200 points, or about 6.5%. And then you have Alphabet or Google down 45 points or so. Apple is holding up at about $175, so it's just down about 0.3%. You have ARK K Innovation down about 3.5% today. And then you have Tesla holding up at about $915, up $10. But of course, this is midday. By the end of the day, things could radically change. And the big news of the day is Facebook or Meta Platforms. They're down 25% in a single day, down to $240. So 82-point drop. So I want to ask what's going on here and what we can learn. And then also, I'm going to ask if Tesla is vulnerable at all to what Facebook is going through with kind of the stock re-rating. All right, there are several things going on with Facebook. So first off, growth is slowing for Facebook. Their daily active people across their apps have stalled at about 282 billion. If you see this graph, it's kind of stalling here. The Facebook app itself, daily active users are down about 1 million to 1.929 billion people. This is interesting because for the first time, you actually have Facebook, the app at least, their daily active users have gone down. So this is a kind of an ominous potential sign for Facebook. Let's look at advertising revenue for Facebook. It's actually trended up in the past. Here's advertising revenue by geography. And if you can see, it's trended kind of a couple years ago at around $20 billion like per quarter, up to $32 billion this last quarter. However, Facebook is guiding for a lower Q1 revenue just at about $27 to $29 billion guidance. This is actually lower than the $30.15 billion expectations that analysts have. Also, Facebook or Meta Platforms have been spending a lot on the metaverse. Their Reality Labs division, so this was the first quarter they laid out all of the financials, it's lost $3.3 billion just in Q4, and over the last four quarters, it's lost $10 billion. However, Facebook is still a huge cash cow. They have almost $40 billion in net income in 2021 and $12.5 billion in free cash flow in Q4 of 2020. Here's their net income figures. So yeah, the past four quarters, you have right around $10 billion per quarter of net income. So you have growth slowing for Facebook and their apps. You have kind of a multiple that's compressing, so investors are willing to give less for the stock. And right now, for the trailing 12 months of earnings, you have Facebook stock at basically a 17.5 P over E, which makes it actually one of the cheapest tech stocks out there. All right, let's look at what's going on between Facebook and Apple. So Apple released some privacy changes last year, and it's making it harder for third-party apps to track users. So here's kind of this pop-up. And according to AppsFlyer in October of last year, they suggested that 62% of iPhone users were actually opting out of sharing their ID for advertising. And Facebook CFO yesterday during the earnings call said the impact of this iOS change overall is a headwind in our business in 2022 in the order of $10 billion. So Facebook is expecting kind of a loss of $10 billion of revenue because of just this one privacy change. Also, Facebook's focus on the metaverse could be spooking investors, and they could be seeing it as a loss of focus from their core apps and kind of their core advertising focus. And further, a lot of people think the metaverse is a long ways off, and it's not something that most investors or analysts can actually put into their spreadsheets because it's kind of an unknown and uncertain figure. All right, in summary, Facebook stock is getting hit hard for several reasons. First, growth is stalling, and then revenue is being hit by Apple's privacy changes, so it's uncertain in the future. And then also, they're spending big on the metaverse and their Reality Labs, but it's really an uncertain future of how this is going to turn out. All right, let's compare Facebook stock with a few other tech stocks. First, Apple. So Apple trades at a premium over Facebook, and for a few reasons. First, investors know that people are going to be using their iPhones like a lot in 10 years. It's not something that's probably going to go away soon. However, with Facebook, there's a lot more uncertainty. You just don't know how much people are going to be using Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp, let's say 10 years in the future. Further, Apple is monetizing their phone usage, which is pretty, you know, certain and sturdy with services, and they've got a big moat with device. They make some of the best devices, and their operating system is hard to beat, right? The iOS operating system. Versus compared to Facebook, Facebook is actually reliant on Apple's mobile operating system in order, right, to access users and to operate their app on this platform. So this begs the question, should Facebook make a phone, right, make their own operating system? Paul Graham, he's the founder of Y Combinator. He thinks that, yeah, it's time for Facebook to get to work on that phone. Humans, like animals, are most dangerous when threatened. If I were Tim Cook, I'd have thought twice before threatening Zuck. I replied to Paul Graham and I said, curious, what would be Facebook's strategy strategy to gain market share in a phone market that's dominated by network effect leaders like iOS and Android. Meaning, yeah, there's just a lot of dominance with iPhone and Android. And it might be a tough uphill road for Facebook trying to get into that market. All right, let's compare Facebook with Google stock. So Google has three large businesses, search, YouTube, and cloud, cloud compute, along with their business services. Now, Google has a dominant position with Google search, and search has a very strong network effect. Further, YouTube and Google Cloud are actually on their steep slope of the S-curve. If you look at YouTube ad revenue for Q4 of 2020, it was at $6.9 billion. In Q4 of 2021, it was at $8.6 billion. So you see a big increase. Further, Google Cloud, Q4 of 2020 was $3.8 billion. A year later, in Q4 of 2021, it's $5.5 billion. Yeah, Google still has a lot of businesses that are still growing quite fast. Further, Google owns their own mobile operating system, Android, and this is huge because it's kind of insurance. In case they have, say, a spat with Apple in the future, they still have, right, their own mobile operating system, and they're not reliant on another kind of provider. Further, Google has a dominant desktop web browser, Chrome, so they're ensuring access to people on the web as well. Google's Chrome browser is basically a 67, 72%, 63% across different, you know, market share estimates. All right, let's look at a few of Facebook's strengths, and they do have actually quite strong ones. So they have a strong offering to advertisers. They're offering personalized and direct ads, and to a lot of businesses, right? Facebook has the best ad platform out there. Next, they have a strong product suite. So you got Facebook, which is a huge app. You got your feed there, your groups, video, dating, marketplace, a bunch of other services there. You have Instagram, you have WhatsApp. So yeah, their product suite is very strong. And next, they've got a strong engineering team. And yeah, they have one of the best AI research labs out there as well. Facebook does have its challenges. First, they don't own their own mobile platform, so they could be at the mercy of another company like Apple. Next is they need to find their next S-curve in their current or future products. In other words, they need another thing that could grow bigger and can fuel their growth into the future. If they don't find that, then yeah, it could be kind of a world of pain and hurt for Facebook. Also, it's possible culture can be turning against Facebook. There's been a lot more complaints, like let's say delete Facebook and a bunch of other people complaining about Facebook's practices. Also, TikTok is a huge growing kind of phenomenon, and it could be eating Facebook's lunch, not just Facebook app, but also Instagram. And also, they're betting big on metaverse, but what if the metaverse is still a long way off? This could be something that, yeah, Facebook could be waiting on for quite a while. So overall, Facebook is an interesting lesson on how the market treats a growth stock once it's having challenges to grow. And if you look at today, yeah, 25% drop just in one day. That's what the market does. All right, finally, I want to compare Facebook stock with Tesla stock to see if there are any lessons we can learn here. So first off, Tesla is riding their first S-curve with electric vehicles. So they've got huge growth ahead. It's a different story compared to Facebook, which is kind of riding mature kind of social media platforms. Second, Tesla owns their whole stack. So they own their own stores, their own service, their hardware, their cars, their manufacturing plants. They own their software, right? The AI and everything. They own their superchargers. So yeah, for Tesla, they're not really reliant on a third party. They're not at the mercy, let's say, of an Apple or Google or another company to sell their products. Also, Tesla has a growing moat in the autonomous driving race with a huge data advantage. So this is a huge kind of big market that Tesla has already developed and is kind of just going to be starting, right, this acceleration into this adoption quite likely in the next few years. And then lastly, the AI robot for Tesla, yeah, it could be something that's very late. You could compare it to kind of Facebook's metaverse ambitions. However, for Tesla, it's not sucking up billions of dollars per quarter because the cost of developing an AI robot is very cheap because they're already spending all of that money on development with FSD. And so most of kind of all of that FSD investment can be ported over to the AI robot. So yeah, there's a lot of differences between, I think, Facebook and Tesla here. So I think it's going to be interesting how Facebook navigates their future in coming years. Will they be able to restart their growth engine? Will they find ways to control their own destiny and not be reliant on mobile platforms like iOS or Android? And will their big bet on the metaverse play out soon, or will it take many years? But thinking about Facebook this morning just makes me actually more bullish on Tesla over the long term. Tesla doesn't need to go through big losses to find their next big market. They're already turning into a big cash cow of business just with electric vehicles. And if Tesla is able to solve FSD, that's probably only going to accelerate their earnings potential. Further, the AI robot big bet that Tesla is making is something that's probably not going to take that much funding because most of the development is repurposing what they're already doing with FSD. So there just isn't a ton of risk there. Then you've got the energy markets as well, which is multi-trillion dollar market that could be disrupted over multi-decades. Anyways, the short-term Tesla stock price will be volatile, and that's okay to me because I'm personally holding on for the big upside ahead. At least that's my current plan. Of course, everything that I'm saying is personal opinion and I could be wrong, so please make your own decisions off your due diligence. And often I change my opinions because my thoughts evolve over time with more information. All right, hope that was helpful. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.